Chris Kellogg will Poggle present. Go to tab 14.
Okay, the council received notification of three new experimental fishing permit requests since the last council meeting. These were the New England Red Crab Harvesters EFP, the Science Center Study Fleet Programmatic EFP, and the Southern New England Flatfish Discard Mortality EFP. The purpose of the first one was to study red crab productive characteristics, also to tag red crab to evaluate growth rates, and to develop a yield and egg per recruit model or models to set management reference points or better determine management reference points. The exemptions that were requested were very broad. It was from red crab FMP restrictions. Those are primarily days at sea and the landing or retention of female crabs. The second was the NEFSC Study Fleet Programmatic Experimental Fishery Permit Request from SMAS in cooperation with the Science Center. The purpose was to train fishermen to representatively sample their catch and develop protocols to integrate biological sampling into study fleet databases. The exemptions would apply to the retention of about 200 fish of each species of groundfish and monkfish. Exemptions were from multi-species possession limits and minimum sizes, monkfish possession limits and minimum sizes, and skate possession limits to cover any incidental catch. The third request was the Southern New England Flatfish Discard Mortality EFP proposed by SMAST, and the purpose was to assess stressors leading to discard mortality of flatfish in mid-Atlantic and Southern New England. The exemptions would apply to the retention of about 6,000 fish total. Those were from multi-species possession limits and minimum sizes and summer flounder minimum size limits. The comment periods for all the EFP requests ended before this council meeting, so staff reviewed the Federal Register notices and provided comments on behalf of the council. Basically, we submitted a letter stating that the council had no objection to these EFP requests. Since that time, there was a fourth EFP that came in, was published, I think, September 16th, with a comment period deadline October 1st, and this is for a URI drop chain crawl net. The purpose was to test the effectiveness of drop chain's small mesh net in reducing catch of fluke and small mesh fisheries for squid in Block Island and Rhode Island Sound. The exemptions are primarily from summer flounder size restrictions and also, I think scup and butterfish size restrictions as well. We see, in looking at this proposal, we have no objection to the proposal, but if council members look it over and they see anything objectionable to the proposal, then I would request that you notify staff, myself in particular. And that's all, John.
Thanks, Chris. Any questions for Chris? Dr. Pierce.
Not so much a question, but just a quick comment regarding the experimental fishery that involves S-masts and the vessels that will be participating in that flatfish discard mortality study. Very glad to see that they're moving this forward. I see that they've got some very good sample size regarding Southern New England yellowtail, winter flounders, windowpane, and, of course, summer flounder. This is a real important issue for this council, that is discard mortality for those particular species, those stocks. I'm hopeful that they'll be able to provide us within a year, I guess, just about a year, with some information that will help us better fine-tune our estimates of discard for flounders in those areas, since those flounders are low abundance.
Anyone else? Okay, thanks, Chris. Moving on to our last agenda item before lunch is an open period for before lunch is an open period for